The Carpenters there having a little bit of a problem there with some of the telephone numbers. But you're listening to East Point Radio. Mark Lindsay here keeping you company. It's great to know that you're tuned in to East Point this Monday. And at this time, literally on a Monday, we have a feature which is entitled Anglia in Focus, where we invite organisations from across the East Anglian region to join us live on the programme. And I'm hoping today that we're now going to be talking to Peter Bedwell, who's a volunteer at the Ipswich Transport Museum. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, I've been to the Ipswich Transport Museum at Cobham Road in Ipswich many, many times. Always enjoyed the visit. And I know that you've been having some occasions on Sundays where you've been inviting people to come in between 11 and 4. Now, I think you've got another one this coming Sunday, haven't you, on the 20th and the 27th. Tell us about the open day.
That's right, yes. We hold regular open days every Sunday from March until November. As you say, from 11 till 4. You come into the museum and you can not ride, but you can actually go on a lot of our vehicles. So there's plenty of interest there for everybody. We also have a lot of memorabilia around, so there's plenty to keep you occupied.
Yes, I certainly know that, and I love looking around all the trolley buses. And, of course, you're located in the old trolley bus depot on Cobham Road, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Now, those trolley buses, I have very fond memories of them, you know, trundling into town and down to the, as it was called in those days, the Electric House. And I must admit, I often, you know, can recollect some very, very nice trips on the old trolley buses. And there was a lot to be said for them, wasn't there?
There was, yes. I mean, they were, in modern terms, they were extremely environmentally friendly. They were quiet and they were very smooth.
Yes, they certainly were. And as I say, I always like coming down there and seeing the trolley buses. And also, you've got quite a lot of vehicles from what was at one time just eastern counties, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yep. Now, some of the buses that you've got down there, I know that you can actually board those vehicles, can't you, the static displays?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Now, tell us about you've got an event coming up on Sunday, December the 4th at 11 o'clock through till 4 p.m, I understand. It's your Christmas cracker event. Tell us about it.
That's it. Yeah, this is what we call, it's a festive themed event when we've decorate the museum up with the coloured lights. There's entertainment of various sorts throughout the day, and there's also a Santa's grotto.
Oh, that sounds good then. So it's very friendly orientated then, very family orientated.
Oh, yes. I mean, the children love to get on the vehicles. We let them on one of our older fire engines where we've got a manual bell, and they love to climb on that.
Oh, that's great.
Ring the bell out loud.
Yes, absolutely wonderful. So this event, as I say, is Sunday, December the 4th at 11 o'clock. Now, I will be asking you in a few moments to give us some contact information for people wanting to find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum. Now, one other thing I'd like to look at is, we all remember ransoms and rapiers in Ipswich, cranes and many, many other companies. And you have a number of vehicles from those organisations, don't you?
We do, yes. We've got several vehicles from Ransom and Rapier. We've got quite a display of their memorabilia as well. We've got a Ransom combine harvester, which was made in Ipswich by Ransom Sims and Jeffries. We've got a lot of their Ransom Sims agricultural machinery on display as well. And of course, we also have what is known as the Ipswich Engineering Collection, which includes things from companies like Reevels and ERNF Turners and various other places.
Yes, certainly. Now, I think at one time, Ransoms actually had a factory area at the bottom of Bishop's Hill, didn't they, from what
they
I can
did,
remember?
Yeah. They did, yes, before they moved up to
yeah, they moved the location, didn't they?
Up to the Ransom Bodies now, the Europark.
That's right, yes. Everything seems to have gone to Europark for some reason. But, of course, there's been a lot of redevelopment around the Bishop's Hill area, so one can see why that happened, I suppose.
Yes,
but the actual Transport Museum as well. Now, one of the important things, especially when you're bringing the family round, is to have a nice cup of tea. Now, I know you've got a good tea room there, haven't you?
We have, yes. They serve hot drinks and light refreshments, and also now they're doing a small selection of hot food as well.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Now, can we give out, first of all, some information as regards to how people can find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum itself, Peter?
Yep. Start off with the website, which is www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk. Our telephone number is Ipswich, which is 01473 715 666. Now, bear in mind on that number, the office is currently only manned from Tuesday till Thursday. There is also an email address which goes direct to the museum, which is enquiries@ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk.
That's brilliant. Now, I'll ask you to repeat that information again in a few minutes, but can I come back to next Sunday, the 20th, and also the following Sunday, the 27th, between 11 and 4? Now, I'd imagine you're expecting a lot of people to attend these open days, aren't you?
Well, yes. If past is anything to go by, people are now certainly coming in considerable numbers.
Now, do you think it's the case that a lot of people love to, if you like, have a travel back, literally, to use the pun with transport, to times gone by?
I can definitely assure you that is the case.
Yeah.
We find that actually is mentioned when you talk to a lot of the visitors.
Now, do you get a lot of people, and again, I'll refer to the trolley buses and to the Eastern Counties buses and things like that. Do you get a lot of people who are working for those organisations, you know, be it Eastern Counties or whatever these days, whatever they call themselves? I think it's First Eastern Counties or whatever these days.
Yes.
But do you get many people coming from those organisations and coming to have a look round the Ipswich Transport Museum at Cobham Road and saying, hey, I can remember when that vehicle did that route or whatever?
Oh, yes, that's quite often comes up in conversation.
Yes, I'd imagine that is the case. And sorry about my phone going off in the background. do you also find that a lot of the drivers, if you like, from the from Ipswich buses and places like that, do you find they come just to sort of sit back into the cabs of the old vehicles?
Yes, I think one or two of them come more for the opportunity to drive the vehicles when we put them on the road for our running days.
It's again a trip down memory lane, isn't it?
Yep. Yes. Going back, Mark, we were talking about the Christmas cracker. We will be actually running vehicle rides on that's on December the 4th.
Oh yes, that sounds good.
Yep.
And whereabouts have you got set routes where these rides will actually take people out on the vehicles?
They do have a range of set routes. Yes, it varies from event to event. So I'm not sure yet if it's been made public as to where we are going to run for that particular event. I certainly have not heard of the actual timetable program.
Okay. So that will obviously be revealed a little bit closer to the time, Sunday,
yes.
December the 4th. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now, can we give out once again that all important information of how people can find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum? I know you're basically now sort of closing the operation down. I'd take it this is a time for lots of maintenance to be done, isn't it?
It's beginning to get that way, yes.
Yeah.
Lots of vehicles going for MOTs and things like that.
Yes, I'd imagine it's quite a headache with some of the older vehicles to maintain them, is it?
It can be, yes. I think sometimes you get problems finding parts and things like that. But, you know, we've got contacts across the whole field of the transport museums that we can fall back to on for information and help.
Well, that's good. It's always useful these days to be able to, have a ready source of, if you like, component parts to keep these vehicles going. I think you do an absolutely wonderful job at the Ipswich Transport Museum. I say I've been there many, many times and I've enjoyed the visits every time I've been there. And it is nice to sort of, if you like, wallow in the nostalgia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think this is what quite a lot of the sort of local visitors come for.
I'm sure it is.
As you said, it's that trip back in time. And also, of course, for the youngsters, the opportunities to see things that they just would never have had the opportunity of seeing in actual operation.
Now, I think some of the, again, I'm referring to the trolley buses more than anything else. I think some of the trolley buses were actually made fairly local, weren't they made in Leiston?
Garrett's of Leiston made single deckers for us, yes. And also Ransom Sims and Jeffries made the vast majority of the old Ipswich Corporation trolley bus fleet.
That's interesting to know. So I can remember some of the trolley buses having those wooden slat seats, which they were a little bit uncomfortable, but, they did the job, didn't they?
Oh, yes. You're talking about the utility years there.
Yes, yeah. Not that I was around then, but I say I have been on the vehicles. And, it's nice to sort of relive how things were, however possibly uncomfortable they were as well for travelling on the trolley buses in those days.
That's true.
Now, can we give out that all-important detail again of how people can find out more about the museum itself and also, of course, about Sunday, December the 4th, 11 a.m. through till 4 p.m. for your Christmas cracker event?
Yep, OK, here we go. The website, first of all, www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk. The telephone number, 01473 715 666, with the office being manned from Tuesday to Thursday, but of course you can also leave a message on our answer phone. The email address for the museum is inquiries@ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk.
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. And as I say, many, many thanks for all the work that you and all your colleagues put in, and all the hours, which I would imagine there will be many, many hours in keeping.
Oh, there are,
yes. Yeah, keeping all these vehicles, running, and also looking after all the exhibits that you've got there at the Ipswich Transport Museum. So,
yep.
Well done to everybody. And as I say, I look forward to my next visit.
Yes. If you've got just a couple of minutes, Mark, I would like to mention one of the events that we do run, which is on for next year, which is the Ipswich to Felixstowe Historic Vehicle Run.
Oh, yes, please do.
At the moment, the date is not decided, but what we are asking anybody who hasn't been on the run before but would like to come along, if they would email us with an expression of interest, including the details of the vehicle that they would be bringing along.
That sounds great. Any idea what sort of period in the year are we talking about?
You're talking round about May.
Round about May, that's good then. The better weather will be with us then.
Oh, yes.
And it goes from the museum itself to Felixstowe, does it?
From Christchurch Park in the town centre.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know Christchurch Park very well, yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds great, and we must keep in contact for that, and please send details of it through to East Point Radio, and as I say, I'll give you all the details in just a few moments.
Yeah, I will, and I will also keep keep your listeners up to date with all of our special events that are planned for next year, with, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely, yes. That's what we're here for, to publicise, you know, events which are taking place across the East Anglian region. So please keep us up to date, and we will do everything we possibly can to promote it for you.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you again, Mark.
Okay, Peter, thank you
very much for having me on.
Well, thank you as well, and thank you for joining us. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
There we've been talking to Peter Bedwell, who's a volunteer at the Ipswich Transport Museum. And don't forget, they've got this special Christmas cracker event taking place on Sunday, December the 4th, 11 a.m. through till 4 p.m. It sounds absolutely fantastic. It's a festive, family-themed event. Lots of special things happening. And, of course, Santa's going to be there in his grotto as well. If you'd like to find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum, www.ipswichtransportmuseum, that's all one word, .co.uk. All part of our feature,
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on East Point Radio.